commercial banking branch. Major functions of the commercial banking branches are primary or the banking functions, which may include secondary or maybe secondary type of non-banking functions. Secondary is non-banking, first is a banking function. Commercial banks have two important banking functions. One is accepting the deposit from the public, and second one is granting the loan for the business. These are the two activities that commercial banking branch has to undertake. Whenever they are taking the deposit from the client or customer, one of the main functions of the bank is to accept the deposit from the public. Deposits are accepted by in various forms. It may be current account deposit, savings account deposit if it is in the name of person, if it is name of the business, then it is current account, then fixed deposit and recurring deposit also. Those who are having the small monthly income, they can, certain part of their income they are investing regularly in long term benefits, that is called recurring deposit. So this kind of deposit functions are offered by the commercial bank to their clients. Loans and advances generally consist of the overdraft facility, that is running account facility for the business requirement, setting up the limit for once in a year. It can be renewed subsequently depending upon its repayment and and depending upon its requirement. The overdraft, the cash credit is nothing but giving certain type of loan by taking certain security. Whenever they are manufacturing, then raw material or finished product or maybe the work which is or middle product, they can be taken into, they can be lien can be marked or hypothecated to the bank, and against that the limit has been set up by the banks so as to give a loan to the businessman. Then discounting of the bill. Whenever trade is happening, there is a possibility of drawing the bills, and bill discounting facility is also required to be made available to the business function, business active or traders. Then money at call, direct loan to the agriculture if they are into agriculture, into activities of the agriculture. Then loan to the industries if it is the branch is located at industrial locations. Then loan to the foreign trade means the branch is particularly categorized as a B category branch, then in that case they are permitted by the Reserve Bank of India also to undertake the foreign exchange business. So the transaction in foreign exchange or foreign trade, accepting the bills, negotiating the bills, sending the bills for foreign bills for the collection, receipt of the realization proceeds, appropriated conversion of the foreign currency into Indian currency or Indian currency into foreign currency, depending upon the requirement of the trader or businessman. Consumer credit or personal loan can also be given to the people who are engaged or who are not engaged into the business, okay? Or maybe sometimes person engaged in the business also requires some for the personal effect, for their personal requirement, personal loans also. And some small amount of advances or loans can also be granted by the banks, commercial banks, and these are called overall, this kind of activities which are undertaken branch is covered under the loans and advances. Secondary function, as I said, it is a non-banking functions. Beyond the banking, there are certain functions, for example, handling the documents, or maybe making the payment, or maybe advising for the income tax, filing the returns, or maybe tax collections, or maybe it is a sale and purchase of financial assets of somebody, so financing and taking delivery. This kind of specialized branches can do that. Then trustees and executor and attorney services are also provided, and the e-banking, that is electronic banking platform, is also given under the commercial banking, and these are some of the non-banking functions. These are non-banking functions. Okay, so these are also called as agency services, and in addition to that, under non-banking finances, non-banking functions, under the agency commission, these activities are covered under collection, payment, income tax, sales, properties, trustee executor services, and e-banking. Second type of services which are offered is non-banking services or banking services are transactional services. Whenever there is a transaction happens, that is buy and sale of the currency happens, or buy or sale of rupee or foreign currency happens, is called as transaction, buy and sale when it happens. So this transaction has to be routed through the account which is maintained by the depositor or trader or businessman. So the services of the transactional services, which includes the issuance of the letter of credit, then transfer of funds from one place to another place. Now you'll ask me, what is the letter of credit? Letter of credit is a simple, it is a guarantee given by the bank or assurance given by the bank to the buyer of the, to the seller of the goods, that if you supply the goods, it will be ensured that that buyer will make the payment on the particular due date. And if they are not paying the debt, the bank will come forward under the instrument that is called letter of credit. And that letter of credit, if it is there, though, even though the buyer has not paid, the seller will be getting his money. So for that purpose, this instrument has been created. After all, this is a very long chapter, letter of credit itself. It may take 2 to 3 days also to explain only letter of credit also. Okay. Per day, 6 hours, around 18 hours, it is required to understand what exactly the letter of credit means. Okay, that is things apart, but just for your understanding, as a branch manager, you must know that letter of credit is a simple, and it is, he has to understand that ABCD of the letter of credit. Then transfer of funds from one place to another place, when the goods are making movement, then definitely seller is selling the goods, he expects the buyer from the buyer the price for that. So naturally it has to be come through the banking channel. So making available this kind of services is a transfer of funds. Then underwriting. Sometimes bank has to underwrite depending upon the requirement of the client. Underwrite, it's maybe IPO, issuance of the IPO, initial public offer in the stock market. But generally it happens to the large corporates who are entering into the market or stock market. So underwriting is very much required. If it is shares are prescribed fully, subscribed fully or not. So depending upon its requirement, no, these kind of things are happening, and these services are required to be given. Then locker facility. In residential area, mostly all the personalized banking branches are providing the locker facilities to this. Then reference services. Sometimes a certain advisory services are also required to be given. And another type and last type of transaction services is nothing but it is a credit card. Depending upon the proper assessment of the person to whom you are issuing the card is required to be ascertained, and then letter of credit, credit cards can be issued by these branches. So these are some of the segments where the transactional services are provided. Next one is the subsidiary activities. These subsidiary activities, apart from the banking, there are certain activities which can be provided by the concerned branches of the bank. What is the housing finance? There may be housing finance branch also. Okay. So finance is required to be made by these banks for purchase of a house, then mutual fund, investment in the stock market, then merchant banking. Then venture capital fund, that is for the investment function, and factoring is nothing but it is the discounting of the bills to act as a factor rather than the banker, to act as a factor whenever the business is taken for factoring of the foreign currency bills. So these activities are considered under the subsidiary activities. The in charge of the branch who is acting as a branch manager should have in-depth knowledge of these activities. Now, in respect of industrial finance branch, okay, the main functions which it has to carry consist of: one is to provide the financial assistance to the industrial enterprises, then to promote the institutional which engage in the industrial development, then to provide the technical and administrative assistance for promotion of the management and expansion of the industry, and to undertake the market and investment research and the survey in connection with the development of the industry. The name itself indicates that it is a finance to industries. So all activities which are required by these industries has to be undertaken, business has to be undertaken by these branches which are set up as industrial finance branch. In fulfillment of its industrial development role, the bank continued to perform the wide range of the promotional activities relating to the development program for the new entrepreneurs, initial starting or maybe a little bit financing, much at early stage, maybe startup companies are like that, maybe consultancy services for the small and medium enterprises they can also provide. And third one is programs which are designed to accredited voluntary agencies for economic upliftment of the underprivileged society or underprivileged people, helping them, that is social cause. So these are some of the activities which are undertaken by the industrial finance branch also. Coming down to understand the agriculture finance branch, the agriculture and the rural finance that will be provided by the agriculture finance branch of the bank in a different manner. First one is the expansion of the rural branches for directly financing to the farmers. Second one, granting the loans and advances to the cooperative banks so as to onward lending to the farmers. Then loans and advances to the cooperative marketing and processing societies. Because if you are not penetrating into the agriculture, branch is not has an, its capacity to penetrate deep into the agriculture, then perhaps they may finance to the agriculture cooperative credit societies, because these societies are at the ground level or village level functioning, and they know their borrowers or farmers who needs the funds and how best they can make it available to them. But the funds must be received from somebody, and that the banks are financing to this kind of commercial or cooperative credit societies. Okay, then financial assistance to central land development banks. They also required for the development of them, if there is a big project which is undertaken by the group of the farmers and they require to develop the land depending upon the requirement of the project. Then in that case, it can be very well provided by the banks. Financial assistance to the Central Land Development Bank is very important as far as the cluster development is concerned. Cluster means area development is concerned, that is covered under agriculture finance management. Then small farmer scheme. Apart from the farming, there are allied activities are also undertaken by the farmer, like goat rearing, milking, fisheries, sericulture, pisciculture, goat rearing. This kind of the things, you know, are considered as an allied activity by the farmer in addition to the main activity which he is undertaking, and that is for the purpose of agriculture, under agriculture. Farm graduate scheme is also provided, because educating the farm people and guiding them in a manner in which government has published or made available certain scheme or certain facilities to them. So the farm graduate scheme is floated by most of the banks. Agriculture development branches, these branches are well aware of what the government is handling, central government is doing, state government is doing for the farmers and how best the schemes can be further percolated down to the farmers. So that is the function of agriculture development branches. Then village adoption scheme and the service area approach. Village adoption scheme is nothing but overall development of the village. One branch can undertake all the activities which are required, financing activity, deposit activity, or maybe developmental other activities. These activities are overall making the progress in that area of the particular, taking complete village as a one unit, and overall growth of that unit is the responsibility which is called as village adoption scheme. This is very much getting popularized. And the service area approach means, suppose in hilly area there is no access for the banking facilities, then in that case business correspondent is to be appointed into that area, understanding the need of that hilly region people and making it available through the technology, certain types of funds made to be made available, facilities to be made available, and complete development of that area is a service area approach. Then sponsoring the regional rural banks, RRBs. This sponsorship generally goes to the public sector banks, that is nationalized banks. And these rural regional rural banks in respective regions, the prominent bank which is there, which is government undertaking bank, to them they are connected to get the finance from them. So this is also another type of bank, but it is linked to these regional rural banks are linked to one of the public sector banks so as to get financial assistance, so as to provide the facilities and development to the rural area and the farmers also. Warehousing finance, generally it is a industrial area where the manufacturing activities are happening. If there is a production and there is no demand immediately, then it has to be warehoused, the goods has to be, manufactured goods has to be kept in the warehouse. So, but the funds which are involved for manufacturing of that units or manufacturing of the units has been blocked, so as to release those funds, the financing for the goods which are warehoused by the banks can be given to the industrial units or traders. Okay, that is warehousing finance against the receipt issued by the warehouse company or warehousing. Integrated Rural Developmental Plan, now it is called as IRDP, or small group finance to the small group, that regional integrated rural development plan under the different developmental schemes which are announced by the central government, it is covered into that. Now, coming down to understand the role and responsibility of the branch manager clearly, and that too considering the specialized branches functions. This is very important. I have categorized into general responsibility, specialized responsibility, timely responsibility, or regulatory responsibility. These are the definitely some of the responsibilities which he has to carry. Government has to, branch manager has to carry. So the branch manager must undertake these responsibility and play its role in a very competitive manner. Now let us understand what are the general responsibilities. The general responsibility consists of, first, to meet the financial service need of the customer as per the specialized activity which is assigned to the branch. Second one is implementing the strategy to achieve the goals which is developed for the office as per the overall strategic plan, because planning is very, very important. We have seen in other chapters while discussing that. Ensuring the office compliance and the operating policies and the procedures and outside regulatory requirement. All the compliance requirement has to be understood by the branch manager. It may be the office compliance, it may be requirement of the various licenses, meeting to the local authorities, or the requirement completing the formalities of the local authorities, or maybe any other regulatory requirement which is needed instantaneously, the branch manager is responsible for responding to it. Communication with the appropriate management and the staff personnel and providing the periodic report to the top management or middle management depending upon the requirement is also covered under the general responsibility. Now, understanding this general requirement, we'll have to see the essential duties. What are exactly duties he has to follow for the specialized branches? Work with the management in establishing the growth or maybe growth plan, sales of the product, profit generation by the branch, and this is the basic objective of the branch, and this role has to play by the role played by the branch manager, because your branch is categorized as a specialized branch. Then work with management in establishing the growth, sale and profit. When that is accomplished, then make sure that the office operations are performed in accordance with the established bank policies and also the procedures. Your subordinates are following that regulations and rules and requirement. Then either directly or through the appropriate supervisor, and the supervisor will be engaged for that purpose to oversee the operational requirement of the branch. It provides the branch managers another role or essential duty consists of provide the proper security, branch security, and maintenance and the cleanliness of the office. Very important aspect as far as today's, current scenario is concerned, that is very much required, that providing security is for all the assets has to be ensured and all. Then deployment of the guard, or so there are different kind of security which is required to be maintained. Then maintenance, cleanliness, then office atmosphere has to be maintained in a proper manner. So these are some of the essential duties. In addition to that, current knowledge of the regulation in the specialized area of the functioning that branch manager must have. It maintains the record on the prepare, it has to maintain a record, and he prepares the required monthly report also so as to submit to the higher authorities. Maybe it is middle management or maybe top management of the bank as a bank. Okay. Monitor the overdrawn checking accounts and the delinquencies. There may be sometimes, because of the requirement of the client's authority, as per the authority delegated to the branch manager of the specialized branches, certain amount of the overdraft facility can be, might have been granted by the manager, but again recovery of the funds in a timely manner is also additional responsibility of this branch manager. Then all sales, the customer service reporting information is provided on timely basis. There are different products which are sold or which are marketed by the marketing team or counter, the people who are sitting at the counter, they are marketing. And at the end of the month, whatever it may be, the profit generated or the income generated, or it may be the overall sales done, that has to be reported to the authority, or maybe requirement as per the monthly MIS or maybe quarterly MIS or fortnightly MIS. Interact with the senior management and also to the bank officers which are working under him, so as to further expand the existing customer base relationship and develop a new contact is also prime importance as far as the specialized branch manager is concerned. Maintaining the working knowledge or the working knowledge of the bank areas of specialization. Whenever it is called as specialized branch, the branch manager is also well acquainted with that specialized functions, purpose for which that branch is opened over there. He must be well acquainted with that, Otherwise, he has to undertake some kind of training. He has to develop the knowledge level according to the requirement. Okay. Then implement the strategies which and the goals which are assigned to him. Setting of the goal, implementation of the goal, and finally taking review of the goal. These are the three stages during the year one branch, specialized branch managers has to undertake. And that is the reason why it has to be implemented in a very proper manner at the beginning of the year itself. In addition to that, the current law, then organizational policies as well as procedure and design implemented to adhere all the internal policies, procedures and the practices in support of risk management has to be taken into consideration. Directly supervise and assign the personnel and assign the work to the persons, and that is in area of assist in selection of the new personnel for is appropriate one, whether the selected person is carrying out his responsibility in proper manner or not, that has to be assessed. Then makes the provision for the proper orientation and the training of the new personnel also. Branch manager has to organize the schedule and distribute the work among the assigned people. Then it also administers the personnel and the personnel policies and procedures as per the established by the bank. It provides the periodic report to the retail banking managers and also other groups. Actively participating in community organization, because as far as the business development is concerned, these activities are very, very important, and that one person cannot do it as a branch manager, but he has to distribute these activities to the down level people. Maybe it is deputy manager, assistant manager, or maybe the working people under one branch, and accordingly the plan has to be executed for the deployment or for the development of the business. Ancillary duties. These ancillary duties are also required to be carried out by the branch manager in the specialized branches, which consist of the performance of the task which is supportive in nature for the purpose of essential functions of the job. Job card is required to be provided to each and every employee of the branch, and to assist to understand his job is very essential. For that purpose, any short-term training or anything is required to be given to the down below classes or maybe employees. To perform under ancillary duties as discussed, and the branch manager should be well experienced in his areas in which he or she is heading the branch. He should be an experienced person. He should have acquired the essential qualification in areas of functioning, and lastly, he should have desire for the self-development and developing the branch business. So friends, with this, I must say thank you very much for this understanding the role of branch managers in specialized branches and type of branch and type of instruments which is issued. Thank you very much.